John, thank you very much. Yes, a bit more, could I? Yeah. Well, good morning, everyone. As John said, I'm going to talk to you today about a fascinating crop. It's a crop that has occupied a lot of my working time and my hours throughout my career. And it's a crop that I think all of you are very well acquainted with, and I'm sure it's a crop that has grown in the countries from where many of you come. So what I intend to do really is just to, I understand, I'm actually a biologist or an agriculturalist, so it's my duty to try and put a bit of, inject a bit of science, or tell you a little bit about the biology of certain of the aspects of cultivating bananas, but I will also sort of dabble a little bit in international politics or international economics concerning bananas, because bananas have been a major, certainly have been political issues over the years, because it speaks for you, the title speaks for itself. Bananas are a multi-million pound business. It is one of the, in terms of international trade in fresh fruits, bananas are, if not the biggest, one of the biggest, perhaps citrus maybe equals it. About 12 million tons of bananas are exported on what we call the international banana trade. That is meaning that bananas are harvested in the country of origin, put on a ship, almost always on a ship, and then exported to the countries of in the Northern Hemisphere, to United States, throughout Europe and Japan. The export south is less developed, but it's a big trade. As I say, about 12 million tons annually are exported. That's not to neglect another sort of 70 or 80 million tons of bananas, which are grown in the countries and consumed within those countries, or perhaps exported to within a region. So the majority of the bananas that are actually grown don't feature on the international trade. But the international trade is big. It's big business. It means big money for many companies. I believe there's a statistic I gleaned from the Observer Food magazine 2 or 3 years ago that Tesco, one of our big supermarkets, makes £1 million a week purely on its sale of fresh bananas. So it's big money, okay? There are a number of issues that I would like to explore during this talk concerning the business. I think one of the issues that concerns me most, that here in front of me I have some bananas, not very good quality ones, but this is the banana that we here in Britain know as the banana. It's a dessert banana. We don't eat it. We eat it, as you know, fresh. We buy it on the supermarket, and every supermarket has them. Sometimes I do a test going around the supermarkets and do a price test to see how different supermarkets or how bananas are packaged. And I do have a bit of statistics I think I'll show you on one of the slides to just show you how actually the marketing companies then package this fruit to meet different demands. And of course, there is a price implication there. As a biologist or as an agriculturalist, the concern to me is that the entire international banana trade in these fruits is based only on one variety. And so you will go to Tesco or Asda or Sainsbury's and you'll buy bananas, and they're all the same. It's a variety called Cavendish. There are a number of different named clones, but essentially, genotypically, that is to say, the plant that produced it, or the plants that produce it, are almost identical. And that is a serious constraint from a pest and disease point of view, that a whole industry is dependent just upon one variety. I'll come back to that point, I expect, during my talk. I've got quite a lot to get through, and we have to be out by 5 to 11, so I will get started. Just to really perhaps put it in context, that there are a number of major export crops The traditional ones that, again, many of you are obviously very familiar with. And then we have the ones, the perishable fruits, including bananas and citrus, and even new crops, including flowers and vegetables. More and more, the flowers and vegetables are being sold on in our markets, and we can more or less have every vegetable available for in our supermarkets every day of the week, every week of the year. Wasn't so 30 or 40 years ago. And as you probably, if you do walk any of the supermarkets, you'll see that there are beans, okras, and things that are being grown either in Kenya or India or Guatemala, wherever. So this is a developing trade. But the trade in bananas has been with us for over 100 years. The banana trade started with the development of refrigeration and the development of faster shipping, through steam shipping, basically. And so the banana trade started in about 1880, 1890, and has developed since then.